When you get into that mode, how do you do that?
Well, you know, I don't really have a lot of time to do what other mediums do, like meditate, and I'm on the go constantly, so I will just kind of quiet my mind for a minute and tune in, and, you know, when I'm just hanging around the soccer field, no, I'm not in that mode, or the grocery store, but when I go to do an event in front of 500 people, yeah, I just take a minute, and I sort of ask my all my dead relatives to come in and my angels and guides. And then I tap in.
And you tap in. And what are some of the things that you have tapped into? What kind of feedback do you get from the other side?
Oh, wow. I mean, there's so much. One of my specialties is working with parents who have lost children. I do offer free readings every day for them because there's just no greater loss.
And when you say lost, you're talking about they've died or physically they can't find them?
Just the physical loss of being able to hold them and touch them and make sure that they're okay. And so I'm that overseas operator to help them to know that they are okay. They're safe. Most parents, you know, they want to know, is my child okay? And who are they with? And, you know, are they at peace? And do they know how much we love them? So I provide that comfort and knowing, I hope. And so the feedback here anyway has been phenomenal, just that, especially because I use lighthearted humor to celebrate the memories in life, and that people are flocking, and everyone, especially right now, they want to just have that little bit of peace of mind, I think, and hope, you know, that there's hope.
Well, there's hope, and I think that is so important under this kind of situation that a family is going through. Mm. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like. I don't want to imagine what it's like. So I'm sure
you bring
them some kind of comfort.
Oh, yeah, and my own sister lost her son tragically at 19. His car fell on him, and we never thought it would happen to us. And, you know, now we try to work together, my sister and I, to help other parents and run support groups. And especially my book, The Medium Next Door, there's so many stories in here from families who have learned to smile again and go on and know that they're not dead, they're just different. Don't you love it?
I sure do. Now tell me, you get contacted now from police departments, so you must have a pretty national reputation.
Yeah, the word is definitely spreading, and it's all been through word of mouth. Like, I don't advertise. Yes, I have a website, MaureenHancock.com. But, yeah, I'm getting calls now from different detectives around the country, and I offer my services for free and kind of behind the scenes. And I've actually, you know, I'm helping in a lot of cases now, but I've helped gain closure on some cases, or at least gotten them further. I'm just another tool in the toolbox, and even if they're not open to it at first, that, you know, after I give them a reading of their own, then they know that, hey, there's something to this. And then I recently started Mission for the Missing, which is a nonprofit with a private detective to help find missing children and adults. And we brought home some living children recently, and that's the goal, right?
Maureen, what would you tell family members about their children who have passed on? I mean, obviously you said you're trying to make them feel better, but I mean, do you get into, you know, the gruesome, you know, some of them, if they had been abducted and murdered, how do you tell them these things?
Yeah, I definitely have a very light way of bringing through information. I don't cause them additional pain. I want them to be able to the goal for me is to help them to know that at the place they're at now and where they're at now, that they are okay. And, yes, maybe they've gone through this horrible ordeal, but, you know, I'll tell them, first of all, who they're with by name, facts, information, and then they know, oh, that's my father. And I always pray to him that he's watching over little Billy. And then I, you know, I tell them that they didn't suffer, and because I'm not given, like, bad information. So the session for me is uplifting. It's not to bring them down again or back to that place. If they don't know that they have passed, then, you know, I just say, hey, listen, this is my feeling. I don't want to take away hope from you, but I want you to know that they are okay.
What do you get from the other side? What kind of information? What do they describe?
So mind readings start out, I hear a lot. So I will go right over to a person at an event. And, you know, I don't just reach out. Does anyone know someone who had a heart attack in their 80s? You know, so I go right up to them and I say, your mother's here. I'm hearing the name Margaret. And she had lung cancer. Are you one of five? You know, three girls, two boys. And so that's just to help validate, you know, I like facts. I want people to give me facts, spirits to give me facts, because I was a former skeptic. So, and then they'll go into things that are going on now. Hey, did somebody just have surgery on their stomach last Tuesday? Everything's going to be okay. They heard your prayers. And I might throw in a couple of jokes like, hey, did they used to, you know, act like this or say this saying? And then they laugh. The minute that something gets heavy, I throw in a little quip to make them giggle or just say, wow, yeah, my father used to say that all the time. That's hysterical.
How do you shut these voices off that you hear, Maureen?
Well, you know, when I'm home, I'm definitely just, you know, medium mom, the medium next door, my new book. And I have learned how to shut them off. When it first started, George, I couldn't shut the voices off, and I hated it. I was like, please, take this away. This is awful. I'd have spirits coming out of the closet, poking their heads out like, hi, I'm Joe. You're going to be meeting my daughter in the morning. And I'd be like, go away, Joe. So luckily, I have the switch, and I turn it on and off as I so choose. You know, when I'm at an event, I'm on. When I'm at home or on the ball field or getting my hair done, I'm off.
Do you come across skeptics, people who think, come on, Maureen, you're not talking to the other side? Do they come at you? They do, don't they?
All the time. And I used to be afraid of them, frankly. Like, I would, at an event, you know, and I have a lot of guys that come to my shows because of the humor. Former stand-up comedian, and now I'm the comedian medium, with, you know, a serious side as well. But now I go right up to them, and I love to see the transformation. So when I walk over to a guy, and he's giving me the look, and he's rolling his eyes, and I say, and this just happened a couple of weeks ago, I said, do you know Phil? And the guy said, yeah. I go, is that your dad? Might be. And I'm like, well, was he in the Navy for 35 years? And then the look, like, oh, my God, maybe this really is my father. And I just did a reading at a fire station, and one guy said at the end of the session, I was an atheist. I don't even believe in God. You just turned my whole world upside down. And that's what keeps me going.
Can you do this at will, Maureen, or do you really have to get into a state of mind?
No, I mean, because I'm always on the go with my cancer foundation and my other charity work, I have to tune in pretty quickly. So, yeah, I can do it without having to, you know, prepare for an hour.
And tell me about some of this charity work, which somehow ties into some of the things you've been working on. Seeds of Hope, right? And Mission for the Missing?
Yeah, Seeds of Hope is my cancer foundation with a friend of mine, Sandy Alemian. And basically, I help people pass. I have sort of a spiritual hospice. I also do the hands-on healing, and I pray over people. I have a strong faith base. And I've been in the room when people actually cross over, and it is the most incredible experience. And I help the families because many of us have been there, and you don't know what to do for this person who is in a lot of pain, and how do we help them? And so I teach everyone, okay, you know, help rub their feet, talk to them. They can hear you even though it seems like they can't, and tell them it's okay to let go. And I sort of guide them through the process. And it's especially hard with children because I work a lot with sick children. That is the heaviest work. So that's where my serious side comes in.